take control of the airwaves, all you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com, unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their sites. We give it away. In fact, you get to control the content on the site. All you have to do is submit different things to it. So you find something online that you think's interesting. You submit it as show prep, as it's called on the website. And at that point, it appears on the upcoming stories page on the site. You then can vote on different items. You can vote on what other people have submitted. They can vote on your item, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the website. It could be a news post. It could be a blog. It could be a video. It could be something fun. Whatever it is you think our listeners would appreciate, you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. In fact, there's the top story on the site tonight is out of Los Angeles, where the L.A. Times is reporting. By the way, Derek J. joining me here. Michelle is inbound. She should be joining us here shortly.
Hey.
So, Los Angeles, according to the L.A. Times, at least five LAPD officers are under investigation in the death of a woman who stopped breathing during a struggle that included an officer stomping on her genital area, as well as the use of additional force by others to take her into custody. According to police officials, the altercation in front of her South L.A. apartment was captured by a patrol car's video camera. When asked by the Times about the incident, LAPD Commander Bob Green confirmed that one officer, while trying to get Alicia Thomas into the back of a patrol car, threatened to kick Thomas in the genitals if she did not comply.
Whoa.
And then followed through on the threat.
Oh, my goodness. This is... Okay, did they find a boot? And the dash cam reported that, like, recorded the whole interaction?
I have not watched the footage.
Oh, my gosh.
But according to this, you know, according to the story, the cam did capture.
So, okay, cameras are not even a deterrent anymore to, you know, for good behavior. This is just cops will do anything on camera. Just hurt an individual.
It sure
stop
seems
on
like
genitals.
It.
What kind of world is this?
Well, we've yet to see if there's any punishment in store for this officer, but typically...
Paid vacation.
Yeah, typically...
That's going to be it.
It's either a paid vacation or a promotion is usually what's in store.
Incredible.
According to LAPD Chief Thomas Beck, "I take all in-custody death investigations very seriously. I'm confident we'll get to the truth no matter where that leads us." After officers forced Thomas into the back seat of the police car, she's seen on the video breathing shallowly and eventually stopped breathing.
Oh, no.
The incident came to light a day after Beck announced he was transferring a captain from his command after a separate videotaped incident in which officers were shown slamming a handcuffed woman to the ground. Because nothing's more threatening than a handcuffed lady. Beck said the video raised concerns and that the department was investigating the officers. The Thomas case occurred in the early morning hours of July 22nd after she left her 3-year-old and 12-year-old children at the LAPD Southeast Area Station, according to a department account released the following day. Green, who oversees the Southeast Area Station, confirmed that Thomas tried to surrender custody of the children to police because she was a drug addict and felt she could not care for them. Officers went in search of Thomas, finding her at her home at South Broadway. After questioning her briefly, the officers attempted to arrest her on suspicion of child endangerment.
What?
So,
even though she's the one who tried to contact them to be like, hey, I want my kid to be safe. So she calls the police to get him out there to help her kid get safe. And then the police, whose job it is to investigate and prosecute criminals, arrests her.
You would think, right? Like, hey, if these cops are actually here to protect and serve, that they would do something that is, you know, if somebody asks them for help, if somebody comes to them and essentially releases custody of their child to them, that they would appreciate that. Wow, hey, thanks, lady, you're a drug addict. So, you know, we know drug addicts aren't really good at feeding their kids, clothing their kids, showering their kids, generally taking care of their kids. So, you know, we appreciate that you realize that you couldn't handle the responsibility of this child. We're going to make sure that your child gets into the hands of somebody who does have the resources to care appropriately for them, or at least do a better job than you do. But no, instead they go and look for to make an arrest. I mean, oh, she doesn't have a kid now. I guess we can just take her and put her in a cage.
This is so crazy. I mean, it's beyond crazy. What kind of mentality would a person have to drive up to a person's home, realize that there's a kid in need, and think that the most important thing you could do is arrest his mother? Get serious. I can't believe, like, how's one supposed to react to information like this?
Well,
there are real criminals out there, and they're wearing badges.
Well, here's how she reacted. She began actively resisting arrest, according to the police officers.
Oh, geez.
And one of the officers took her to the ground with a leg sweep. The LAPD's official account said two others handcuffed Thomas's hands behind her back in an attempt to lead her to a patrol car while a supervising sergeant observed. Two more officers were summoned as Thomas continued to struggle. Green confirmed that Thomas was a large woman. A hobble restraint device, an adjustable strap, tightened around Thomas's ankles to give the officers more control, and she was eventually placed in the back of the patrol car. The official account, however, made no mention of what Green confirmed was a female officer's questionable treatment of Thomas. That's interesting. Didn't realize the officer in question was a female.
Wow.
You don't really think that...
thinking pro wrestler type.
Yeah.
I was thinking one of these macho guys who's like caveman-esque and wants to throw a woman around because he is able to do that without any kind of punishment.
Typically,
so,
that's true.
All right, so it's some lady, apparently. Wow.
The department account said officers immediately notified paramedics. It's unclear whether officers attempted to resuscitate her.
Yeah, right.
And how much time passed before paramedics arrived? She died shortly after being transported to the hospital.
Is this how people are born? Do you think people are actually, they grow up this way and it doesn't come from a lack of a nurturing environment? Or is there some sort of brainwashing happening at these police departments? Every time I hear a story like this, it's the worst story I've ever heard. Every time. It gets worse and worse.
It does keep getting worse.
So what is there, some brainwashing technique that the police departments are using to say, hey, forget everything you knew about morals and treat your fellow man like dirt, and everything's going to be okay. We can just lock up the whole world.
Good question. We did have a guy call in a few times over the years who said he was a police trainer. We actually ended up meeting him one year at the Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire, and I believe the guy. His claims, you know, he really had some expertise and some knowledge, and he had that look, you know, that kind of cop look to him.
Hmm.
And
He was a police.
He was very well fit.
Okay.
He wasn't an actual cop. In fact, he was just a trainer for the police.
Okay.
And what he was saying was that he was quitting the job because, in his opinion, the quality of the police recruits over the 15 or so years that he'd been doing police training, recruit training, he says the quality has declined drastically.
People respond to incentives. What are their incentives? I would like to know. What are these people driven by? And why are they picking people who I would think should belong in prison? If I believed in caging people, then, I mean, this is just not appropriate behavior, and I'm wondering where this mentality and these actions are coming from. Is it just a response to how shielded they are from, you know, the letter of the law?
Now, this guy also said that it was about 10%. About 10% of the people that came into the training class, he thought, were the right kind of people to be the police. Said that 90% of them were folks like what he described as badge heavies. Have you ever heard that term before?
No, I don't know what that
badge is. Badge heavy is somebody who, like you might see in a police television show, the guy that wants to utilize the badge for the excuse of pushing people around and hurting people.
Right. Let's just point the gun at the suspect and see what he says. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
tough guys.
I just wish there could be more, like, entertainment arenas for these type of people. Like, you know, get into pro wrestling or something. Do something else productive for your community. You know, provide them with some sort of entertainment when you want to hit each other. Don't go around bashing your neighbors and then killing them.
Well, you've got another story. This one's thankfully not violent, but it does involve the police about a man and a candy bar. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI. If you need some collections done, the guys over at SACL can do it for you, and they will do it with respect in a way that will likely keep your clients down the line once you finally get your money back. So that's the best way to do it. And if you get in touch with SACL, they can help you out. You can find their banner over the right-hand side of our page, our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where our banner column, you'll find it on the right-hand side, right there at the top. SACL, C-A-I. They bring in that toll-free number, which is 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. So, Derek Jay, you had a police-related story. It's not just the California police or the LAPD that's doing things that are outrageous.
No, stories like this happen all over the place, and this is just another one that I would file under sign of the times. I am totally blown away. So, just to get into it, a Florida man who is homeless just was sentenced to 180 days for stealing a candy bar. A central Florida judge, and this story is from the Associated Press.
Half a year in jail.
A central Florida judge sentenced the 21-year-old homeless man to the 180 days because he was already on probation for a theft charge. But the worth of the candy that he stole was $2. Delvis Rodriguez Ramos, already on probation, pled guilty on Wednesday to taking a Twix and a Snickers bar from a store in some bodunk town in Florida called Ocala.
Okay.
An employee noticed the candy bar
it's
missing.
Near Gainesville, I think.
Well, I'll tell you how bodunk it is. An employee noticed a candy bar missing Saturday. So that gives it away, that sentence there, because an employee noticed a candy bar missing. How, like, low
That's
traffic does your store have to be? Well, come on. I don't know if they really count candy bars every day at the end of the day. I've worked retail before, but that's pretty ridiculous. So Rodriguez Ramos denied taking the candy, but returned to the store Monday and confessed.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? An employee asked him to come back to the store Tuesday to talk about it. While
they call the police, right? After that.
You guessed it. Rodriguez Ramos showed up, and the employee called the police. Oh, my gosh, he's here. He's going to talk about his crime. Rodriguez Ramos said he had not eaten in a few days and was hungry. But
it's no excuse to steal, but this is pretty outrageous. I mean,
the employee was asking why didn't he, you know, try and find some shelter or, you know, try and find a job. But they fined him $500 and sentenced him to 180 days. So I think it's a weird...
Wait, what was the fine again?
$500. So,
wow.
Like, all right, clearly...
And he'd been convicted previously of some sort of theft.
Yeah, some sort of theft. It doesn't get into what that was. But it's pretty obvious that this punishment doesn't fit the crime. I think any person could agree to that at the very least. What some people might say is that at least in jail you get three hots and a cot, you get three meals and a place to sleep, you know? So as a homeless person going into the winter, I mean, this might be a good move for him. But I'm not happy living in a society where this happens to people. I have to wonder if I lived in a freer society where maybe the police would say, what happened now? Yeah, we're not coming down for that. Thanks for the call. That would be great because I don't think anyone would step in and say, whoa, wait, hey, there's a guy who stole from you. Well, I will take personal responsibility for coming down there, wasting my gas, my time, my energy, and then cage him, feed him for 180 days, three meals, give him food, AC, heat, whatever. In what world does this make any sense?
It's true that homeless people have been known, and it's it makes sense. They've been known to go to jail to eat. It's somewhere to stay. It's better to eat jail food than to eat nothing.
It really doesn't seem like that is the case for this guy.
No, I don't think that was his intent. I don't think that was his intention here. But who knows? Maybe it was. Maybe he knew that, I don't think Florida has one of those three strikes laws, but it's true that when you go in front of a judge, if you've got a criminal history, they tend to sentence you more severely than if you don't. And maybe he knew that was going to happen, and he figured, well, I'll just steal a candy bar. If I get caught, what's the worst that'll happen? I'll spend, a month, 2 months, 6 months in jail and have some food. I mean, I'm not saying Florida jails are the best place to stay. But again, it probably beats sleeping under a bridge and starving.
Well, people respond to incentives. I just want to know, what were the incentives for the police officer to act in the way he did? Because police officers have discretion, right? They can say,
they
I'm not going to come down for that, or I'm not going to arrest you for this, or whatever. They can make up their minds about how involved they're going to get. So at first, I was really angry at the employee, because I hate when people fly off the handle and like, oh, my car got scratched, I'm calling the police. Or,
right, the dude,
you know,
came and turned himself in.
Yeah.
He has a conscience. Right.
He's not on a rampage. He's not hurting people.
Right.
Yeah, he was hungry. He's homeless.
The right thing to do as the employee would be to, you know, bring the manager in, sit down, and say, look, you know, you can't steal from us, but here's a broom. Go sweep up the, you know, the back office or whatever, the stock room, clean the parking lot, find something for him to do for an hour, and then call it a day.
Right. I mean, I would, if I found out this happened here in Keene, where we're doing the show, I wouldn't shop at that store anymore. I mean, this is just not an appropriate way to handle a situation. I would much prefer,
but
like what you said,
people
put them to work. Well, what are they supposed to do?
They're trained to do this. They're trained to call the police.
It's just
it's the same thing with neighbors. I mean, if a neighbor is bothered by something you're doing, most of them will call the zoning enforcers or the police, and they'll complain rather than take the time to walk out their front door, walk across the street, and then knock on your door and talk to you. And of course, they always claim when the cops show up, they always claim, well, the neighbors are afraid, they're scared, so they don't want to come talk to you.
Well, I can't blame these people for acting the way they're acting. I'm just trying to figure out, and please help me understand, why did the police get involved in these sorts of situations? Is it because they're low risk? That's the only sort of thing I can imagine. It's like, I know in Philadelphia...
Good question, because they're not making money off of the homeless guy.
Right. It's not like, oh, I get a big bonus if I catch this criminal. You know, like, I would think private eyes and things like that, they get paid based on, you know, how big the reward would be for a really vicious criminal. But when the police get paid the same, no matter what, they're going to seek out the lowest level, least dangerous criminals, because those are the people with whom they would be most safe dealing.
I don't know. Maybe they think they can get the $500 out of this guy. It seems unlikely, though. You think you can squeeze blood from a stone? I mean, look, it would make sense. Well, I used to work at Kmart. You know, talking about working retail, I used to work in the electronics department at Kmart in Florida. And most of the time, the people who were busted for shoplifting were teenage, usually males, sometimes females.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, privileged white teenage males were the ones that were getting busted, at least in the area of town in which this Kmart was. And, of course, you know, mom and dad would get called, and they'd come in, and the son would be crying, and, you know, there'd be a big scene. And usually the cops weren't called. Usually they would just bring the parents in and embarrass the kid, essentially, and that was it.
That's enough.
But, you know, maybe the cops think they can get money out of this guy, because they certainly could get it out of, you know, right, privileged people. More coming up, 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Koa. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Focavision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of Alkavision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at alkavision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world, where we are. Love for old and old, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by BitInstant.com. We've been talking about Bitcoins. We're likely going to continue talking about Bitcoins, not only because Mark and myself are big fans. Derek J., I don't
know. Currency of the future. I love them.
Do you have some Bitcoins?
Oh, of course.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've had Bitcoins for months.
That's a good thing. The longer you've had them, the better off, because they just seem to keep going up in value. Over $10 per Bitcoin is their current value as of last time I looked. I think it was like $10.50 or so. But you can go to BitInstant.com to get some Bitcoins, because when you get into the idea, you start from zero. When you find out about Bitcoin, you do the research that it takes to learn about what it is, because you want to, you know, like any new product or service, you want to learn about it before you jump in. But do your research. You can learn about it over at weusecoins.org and, of course, a variety of other places online. Weusecoins.org has a great little intro video that'll kind of break it down for you. Then you can get as detailed as you want. But once you've decided you want some Bitcoins, BitInstant can help. You can go to BitInstant.com. And you can use over 700,000 locations across the U.S., Russia, or Brazil. And I'm talking about Walmart, CVS, Bank of America, locations that are in every single town in America. You can go to these locations, deposit cash, and when you deposit the cash, it will turn into Bitcoins. It is that simple. And that's been my experience. I've gone to CVS. I've gone to Walmart. I have yet to do the bank one. I want to try that at some point. But, you know, banker's hours just not as good as CVS and Walmart. So I've gone to those other locations. And it happens for me at the instant that the cash is deposited. So literally, BitInstant.com. Go ahead and get your bitcoins there. That's BitInstant.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. Disturbing story out of Ocala, Florida, where a man, according to Derek, you're telling us that a man was jailed for 180 days, fined $500.
That's right.
For stealing two candy bars?
Yeah, it was a Twix and a Snickers.
I wonder, had he stolen just the Snickers, would he have gotten 90 days in jail instead of 180?
That's an interesting question. I don't think the quantity of his candy bars factored into it. I don't even
Shouldn't the quantity factor in as far as what you're stealing? I mean, there's a certain point at which where you hit grand theft, right? So there's, I don't know what that number is in Florida, but there's like misdemeanor theft and then grand theft. And obviously, two candy bars versus one candy bar is not going to cross that particular line. But ultimately, the amount should matter. Like, the amount of what is stolen should be a factor in whatever the punishment is. And, of course, liberty-minded people tend to agree, and you tell me if you disagree, that punishment should be restitution, in that the person who's victimized, in this case the store management or the store owner, the person who is victimized should be restituted. They should be made whole. They should be given enough compensation to make it so they can replace the missing product, and so that they can, you know, have some sort of compensation for the lost time and effort. Because obviously if the man had not stolen the candy bar, then the managers would have been able to deal with a spill on aisle 7, or they would have been able to, you know, deal with some other matter. And so there was a minor loss of productivity as well that should be factored in.
There should also be a deterrent, so they might want to punish a little bit extra because,
yeah,
you know, not only did they lose their time and opportunity cost of doing other things, but they want to deter others from doing this in the future.
Sure, so, and I think that, you know, I get where you're coming from. I tend to lean against the idea of punitive sort of sentences as opposed to restitutive ones, but I still get where
okay, but
from.
We're talking about $2 worth of value here. I mean, given the minimum wage, that would be, what, 15 minutes worth of labor for these people? I mean, that would be maybe sweeping the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, for what I'm talking about is like double the sentence and make him sweep and mop. You know, that's the only kind of punitive punishment I'm talking about here.
But anyway, you're talking about restituting. You're talking about the punishment doesn't go to the state. It doesn't go to the court system. It goes to the victim.
Exactly.
And that's the way it should be. That $500 that he was fined, I bet the store's not going to see a dime of that.
Of course not. No. That all goes to the state for legal fees. You know, the judge had to sit in his chair and put on his dress, so, you know, he needs that money to pay for the continued theft of his neighbors.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Ed is listening in California. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Ed.
Just a quick thought. I mean, this poor guy, so he got jacked up for $2 worth of candy. I'll tell you what, I'll throw in $100. I bet you there's a bunch of other listeners that will. If we can raise the money, will you guys track that down and pay the fine for that guy?
We'll
throw the money in there.
I generally oppose the idea of paying fines to the government. I don't want to enrich their system.
They're going to screw this guy. If he doesn't pay that $500, they are going to crucify him.
He's going to jail for 6 months anyway. What else are they going to do for the
$500? Oh, man, 10% interest, 29% interest, as high as 30% interest.
Well, I don't know how it works. I mean, in Florida versus California versus New Hampshire, New Hampshire tends to not be as bad as these other places as far as punishment is concerned. I know that here, if you don't pay a fine, you sit it off in jail. So, or in some cases, work it off. Like, they'll put you in the kitchen or some other place like that. You know, do you know what the system is in Florida? Is that a case where the fine will continue to accrue forever?
I do not know exactly what the deal is in Florida, but I'm willing to throw, you know what, I'll throw in $102, and somebody ought to walk in that store with $2 and say, hey, you know what, you're willing to do this, you chump, here's your $2, and walk out. I mean, it's gotta be.
Do you know
like
what
that,
the system is in California? Is that the system where the fine continues to
accumulate? And especially out here with the DMV, let's say that somebody can't afford their license plates, right? That fine will double, triple, quadruple, and then even when it exceeds the value of that car, you will pay that fine because you are personally liable for that vehicle forever.
And how do you feel about boycotting the store or organizing some sort of encouragement for folks to no longer do business with the employees of that store?
Oh, you know what? I think that's great. My problem is, you know, I'm like 3,000 miles away, so I was trying to use you guys as a rally point. I know there's a bunch of other folks out there that are really good-hearted who would throw in $100. I mean, we would raise the money right away. And then in some way, shape, or form...
Man, I wish I could raise that kind of money. I mean, we're trying to raise some money for Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree's premiere, the real-life premiere that's going to be happening here in a couple weeks in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've raised $20 so far. So I'm glad that there are so many people out there who are willing to help out a homeless guy who is actually a convicted thief. Now, Michelle Seven is just now walking in to the studio. You had some business to take care of tonight.
Hi, guys.
Hey, now you're actually from California as
well. I am.
So, is what Ed's saying here accurate, that if you don't pay a fine in California, it just never, you can't just sit it off in jail, it just keeps accumulating, you know?
I don't know if that's true. When I was given two fines while I was in California. One I have never paid, so as far as I know, it could still be there. And then the other one, I did pay. My children were really young, and there was no sitting in jail for me, like, for that thing. And it was for an unregistered, not having a registered vehicle as per normal. But I do know, though, that when you go to get your license, you know, renewed or register a vehicle, that they hunt you down and they attach whatever debts you have to that, including things like child support or other debts. So California is allowing other debts that are not even state fines to be attached to your driver's license and vehicle renewal and stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me if they wouldn't allow you. But so, a lot of tickets are fix-it tickets, though, too. Which is different.
Well, the fix-it tickets are different. I'm talking about, let's say, this actually happened to one of my friends. He got laid off, and, you know, his child support was not accruing because his child support was $1,300 a month, and he got, like, $1,305 a month during layoff. So he was sure that he paid his child support, but he couldn't afford his tax. So they basically denied him a driver's license, impounded his vehicle.
Nothing helps paying the child support than having no car so you can't get to your work. Ed, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airways, all you have to do is dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you'll be able to purchase pretty much whatever you want through Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. By the way, we had, I think, our biggest month thus far in June on Amazon. Just got the numbers back from that today. So thank you to everybody who has taken the time to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You're going to do shopping online. You're probably going to get stuff at Amazon because they're huge and they've got great selection, great products, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. So since you're going to do it anyway, you might as well go to shop.freetalklive.com, because when you enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and I mean Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US, whichever one is right for you, you're going to enter Amazon anyway, so you might as well do it through our links so Free Talk Live can get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And I haven't the slightest idea how this is pronounced. Butlicate in Indiana? I'm totally butchering this, I'm sure. How do you pronounce your name?
It's Butlicate.
Butlicate.
What?
Okay, that's lovely. So what's on your mind tonight?
I am. First off, welcome back, Derek J.
Hey, thank you.
I have a question for you. I've been waiting a while to ask. It's kind of in the spirit of super honesty, which is, like, I think the best attribute for Free Talk Live. So here goes. If you could have only one, who would you have sex with, Ian or
geez.
Mark?
Oh, jeez.
Mark.
Only one. Mark, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you know,
if I had to have sex with one or the other, I'd have sex with Ian.
Ooh. Well, that wasn't a strike against Ian. It's just I've never seen him put on a fireman's uniform. And Mark does that all the time. So,
nice.
Do you like a man in uniform? Is that what you're telling us?
You know. How can I resist? So does that answer your question? Are you satisfied?
Yeah. I thought you'd pick Mark.
I have to get Mark a new utility belt. He wears one of these fanny pack things, and they're really popular and cool now for the trendy hipster kids. Hmm. But I don't think I'll be doing anything with Mark as long as he's wearing that. So
there you go, man. Line. You got the whole truth there. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733.
That was just stupid.
Yeah, what was that? Like, gun to my head situation or what?
And the fact is that, you know, he didn't even inquire as to why I might want to have sex with Ian as opposed to Mark or what, you know, would interest you about Mark.
He wasn't calling with a question for you. He was calling for a question for Derek.
Yeah. I didn't hear Derek. I just heard, I thought I heard him say you all.
Yeah, that was
whatever.
Specific for Derek.
Oh, gosh. See, I just want to make everything about me, Derek. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. You know, I guess there's a time and a place for these questions, and it's Free Talk Live right now.
It is.
Toll-free number tonight, 1-855-450-3733. So you can bring up anything you want, and that call is proof. And you also don't have to use your real name, because I highly doubt his mom gave him that name.
Fat leakage?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's gross.
All right. So, all right. Well, you know, Dirk J., you had another story.
I have a story.
Another food-related story.
Yeah. So, okay, this does piggyback off of the homeless man who stole two candy bars and was sentenced to 180 days in jail. Sure, there are a lot of people who are hungry out there. Why? Well, the BBC is reporting that the World Bank warned today that global food prices have leapt by 10% in the month of July, which I just find totally amazing. I don't know what the regular figures are, but I know if I'm going to the grocery store on a regular basis, if I see a jump of 10% in anything, that's going to be a pretty big deal for me in just a month.
Michelle was saying that over the last decade, you've noticed a jump in at least 30%. In prices,
at least,
right?
It's huge. That's a big deal. I mean, imagine if you're just scraping by, as a lot of people are.
And commodities. Now, things like contract work and things like that. Contractors were getting a lot of work with remodels as well as new home starts and things, you know, back in the real estate boom and building boom. And they were charging like $80 an hour. You know, and now they're back down to 20. So there are some things, if you have cash, that you can take advantage of that, and you can, you know, get some things at a cheaper price than you could 10, 15 years ago. But in terms of food and fuel and those things that are consumable items, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great that some people's labor is now worth less, and so you can get some more of it for your dollar. But food and shelter, my goodness, these are staples of humanity. And for people to have to suffer through the price increases to
Well,
this
shelter
level,
isn't going up, that's for sure. I mean, as far as at least buying a house is concerned.
I don't know. My mom's mortgage payment back, let's see if I'm 40,
well,
39
like
years ago,
rent is going
was $150.
Down. What?
My mom's mortgage payment when she bought the house that we lived in, that she still lives in, and she bought it 39 years ago, her mortgage payment was $150. Now, she raised three of us on $19,000 a year, and people go, $19,000 a year? That was nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, but her mortgage payment was $150.
Right, you can barely feed yourself for $19,000 a year right now.
Yeah. So, and you know, prices of things, it's always interesting to listen and watch my kids talk to their grandma, who my mom's 74, and you know, and they'll ask her that one time. They asked her how much it costs to go to the movies, and she said, "Oh, well, you know, a young man could take a gal to the movies and get a couple burgers and cokes, maybe a popcorn,
$5.
No, 50 cents."
For all of that?
All of that.
And sometimes
but
you would win plates and stuff.
Wait,
they had all kinds of weird contests.
It gets better. And they're like, wow, 50 cents. And I said, yeah, but let's put this in context. In Oregon,
that was like $50.
Yeah, in Oregon, you can't pump your own gas. Mm-hmm. So that was a job that was really common for young high school guys to have, is, you know, pumping gas and cleaning windows and everything like that, right? And you'd get a nickel or something like that as a tip or whatever. But I said, how many hours did this person have? You know, this young man have to work in order to make that 50 cents? She said, well, he probably made like 25 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So it cost, it for 2 hours of work, he could take a gallon a day and get a meal.
Wow, now, it's 5-6 hours of work, right?
5 or 6 days, maybe. I mean, it's so crazy. There's a theater.
Dinner for two in theater, you're looking at least $50. $50?
Really? I don't know. There's a new theater out in California. I kind of think in terms of everything is like California prices.
Yeah.
The movie theater's $20 a person.
I guess 50 would be cheaping it at dinner.
Yeah. You know, two of us. Well, I don't know. Wayne and I, other co-hosts that's on here from time to time, he and I just got a bite to eat, and you're looking at it. It was $50 plus tip, $60.
50 ahead or 50 total?
Total. So plus tip, $60.
Yeah.
And then
movie tickets on top of that. So 75 bucks, let's say. Let's be conservative and say 75.
So that would take, you know, that would take you, what, 2 days?
Well, yeah,
thinking of
a minimum wage laborer, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's going to take 2 days because you've got the taxes taken out, right?
Right.
So, you know, of that eight whatever that you get an hour, you really only take home 5 or 6 per hour.
Right.
After the government gets its share.
Well, and this is, you know, part of what happens when the value of the dollar continues to drop, as the amount people are getting paid does not raise concomitantly with that. So you, as far as what your paycheck is always behind the ball, typically. Most of the average person is going to be behind the ball, which is why one of the many reasons why quality of living continues to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So, there, you know, the prices of food are going up because inflation is in play. You've got the government always printing out more money, adding more money to the money supply. Thereby, prices rise as a result of that because it's more money chasing the same amount of goods. So prices go up, but how often do people get raises? Not very often. So prices just go up whenever. Raises happen, you know, once a year at best for most folks. And when you do get that raise, it's 25 cents. It's nothing to write home about. And so, you know, you may be making, you know, $12 an hour now as opposed to $10 an hour, but that extra $2 isn't buying that much more, if anything.
Right, and when your gas tank, it costs $63 to fill it as opposed to $26.
I just put $64 in the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and these people who are getting raises, they're not getting 10% raises, and they're certainly not getting 25%, which is how much corn and wheat both rose in July. I mean, just for one month. Yeah.
So you tell us what your economic situation is. What is your experience with your lifestyle? What have you had to cut back on? 855-453-1, 855-450-3733. How have you been affected by this economy? Is it really getting better, as all the pundits and the media want you to believe, and the politicians? Oh, the recession's over. Do you believe that? 1-855-453. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She she did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.